A court has ruled that a prominent Pensacola cross does not violate the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. Stay tuned.
The Legal Alert. Here's attorney David Gibbs, Jr.
Praise the Lord. Pensacola's Florida Bayview Park cross can stay on city property after a U.S. Court of Appeals ruled in February that its presence does not violate the Constitution of the United States Establishment Clause. Two anti-religious organizations had filed a lawsuit against Pensacola in 2016. They argued that the cross should be removed because it violated the separation of church and state. However, the Supreme Court in the meantime decided a similar case in favor of a Maryland cross and consequently sent the Pensacola case back to the 11th Circuit to reconsider. The Circuit Court then ruled that the cross was a historical symbol and could stay. This is a great victory. Many, many cases involving these issues have been handled by us and other legal groups. Be sure that you pray that in America, we do not make Christian symbols the subject that can be removed.
The Legal Alert with Attorney David Gibbs, Jr. is a presentation of this station and the Christian Law Association.
And we're now 9 minutes after 12 noon on our Wednesday. It is the 29th day of July. Hope you're having a good day thus far, and probably got some storms on the way for the afternoon, so plan accordingly. We'll probably chat a little bit about that coming up during Swap Shop. Also, we'll take a look at some traffic issues around the area. Seeing 26, there's some spots that don't look too welcoming right now, but we'll chat about that as well. And who knows what else we'll get into, but we would love to have you join us. And also, if you've got an item for Swap Shop today, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, lost and found announcement, or a garage or yard sale in the works, and if you're a business, if you are looking to hire individuals, that all fits in Swap Shop. You can reach us by phone at 828-884-9427. You can email WGCR at iCloud.com. And you can also use our website if you'd like, and that is WGCR.net. Taking us to Swap Shop time today, I trust this song will encourage you. Brother Robbie Mullinax with The Promise.
I never said that I would give you silver or gold, or that you would never feel the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you'd never walk through this world alone. And I did say, don't make this world your home. I never said that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there by your side. And I did say, I'll always help you fight. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. And my love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. I never said the friends would never turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say, My ways confound the wise. I didn't say you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say I'll dry every tear you cry. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I'd prepare the place, and someday sooner than you think you'll see me face to face. And you'll sing with the angels and the countless multitude. This is the promise, this is the promise I've made to you. And he promised never to leave us or forsake us. So let not your heart be troubled. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is the promise, this is the promise I've made to you. Oh, this is the promise, this is the promise I've made to you. And he is faithful that promised.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Julia H. Johnson is the writer of this awesome hymn. Her family tree is full of clergymen, and her mother and grandmother were both poets. She wrote children's Sunday school lessons that were published, and she wrote a song called Saving Grace. In that song she wrote, "O golden day when light shall break and dawn's bright glory shall unfold, when he who knows the path I take shall ope for me the gates of gold. Earth's little while will soon be past, my pilgrim song will soon be o'er. The grace that saves shall time outlast and be my theme in yonder shore. Then I shall know as I am known and stand complete before the throne. Then I shall see my Savior's face and all my song be saving grace." It's obvious she loved God's grace, but she gave us another great song of grace that is in many hymn books and widely sung today. Grace that is greater than all our sins.
Grace that
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
with a wild and woolly Wednesday. Welcome to the 29th day.
Wild and woolly.
I don't know. That's kind of how my brain is feeling today.
I don't know if that's the way I would have classified it at this point. I've had a very sleepless night. My son, Luke, knows that I go to bed at 8. So I don't know if he was thinking he was calling his mom's cell phone or whatever, but my cell phone went off at 9:45, and I was almost in that place where I'd been in bed an hour and a half, and I'm finally going to fall asleep. And that wired me for about an hour and a half.
Uh-oh.
And then I got to go back, and then kaboom!
Yeah.
Lightning, thunder, rain pounding on the roof. I said, really, Lord? Do you want me to just get up and go to work?
It's like, okay, Lord, I know you have a sense of humor because this is not fun. And your sound effects then, my grandson would love you because he's all into that. So that was
But you know what we got? You know what we got in that crazy storm?
What'd you get?
3.05 inches.
No way.
Yes.
You're kidding. Well,
it was bucketing for over an hour and a half. It just bucketed.
Wow. I don't think, let me quickly check here. I don't know that here we got that. Yeah, we just got like 0.04. So you were in just one of those areas that the heavens opened and there it came. 3 inches. Mercy.
Yeah.
Well,
windows of heaven.
Yeah. It's wet there in heaven, if that's what was happening, because it was coming down in some areas. We had some thunder that rolled through, and yesterday afternoon, that's so odd, because I was out Crab Creek Road, just about, I don't know, a couple miles from here, and it came down, the old church building there, it was coming down sideways. And but it didn't last terribly long.
You know what time that was?
I'm going to say it was around 4:30 and 5:30.
Yeah, because at when I came on at prayer time, that was one of the areas I said was getting heavy rain.
It was crazy.
So that's why I thought about that.
It was. It washed out places that normally you don't see wash, you know, so... but nonetheless, we got rain yesterday. We have rain today, tomorrow, Friday. Yeah, just keep it coming. Yeah.
And then on top of that, we got a tropical. In fact, it's got 39 mile an hour is a tropical storm.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's at 45, but the circulation hasn't closed.
Okay.
And the newest track in the near future, and I'm hoping this does not pan out, but takes it over the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Oh,
Haiti does not need it. The Dominican Republic side can handle more rain because the trees are still there. But the Haiti side, if it's a deluge, even though they've been in a drought, there's nothing to soak it in quick enough because it's just been stripped.
Yeah. They've not recovered, and Haiti is in such a critical place right now, just in survival. And so please pray for that. And again, we've got rain chance every afternoon. So keep that in mind as you're making your plans. And then I know a lot of folks are interested in any updates on Pastor Barton. And let me just read Miss Barton text just a few moments ago, of course, Pastor's wife, and said that they just called her and he was still in surgery. So at this point, he was scheduled to go into surgery at 9 o'clock this morning. And as far as we know, he went on time, if maybe not just a touch early, but he is still in surgery. Appreciate everybody praying for Pastor Barton, of course, having a very serious back surgery today in Charlotte. And I think Brother Brian earlier had asked folks if you'd like to send a word of encouragement to Pastor. You're welcome to send it to us here, and we'll make sure that he gets it. You can text us at 828-577-1296. You can email wgcr@icloud.com. And if you'd like to send him a card, you can send it here. And again, we will make sure that he gets those. And the address here is WGCR 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768. And Brother Roger, you've got a full plate, my brother. You are a busy man. Brother Roger is doing prayer time every afternoon, and always enjoy that. But thank you, Brother Roger. God bless you. Sure appreciate it. Yeah.
Amen.
Brother Roger does a whole lot, and we are thankful the Lord sent you our way, brother. Don't tell you that enough, but we're very thankful.
I don't need the accolades down here. I'm just glad I can still be used. I prayed to the Lord when I was diagnosed with cancer. Would you just let me keep working? And when you're done, take me straight home immediately. But please, I want to work till you take me home. I want to be able to minister and do so. So far, He's allowed me to keep going.
Amen. And while folks are praying, please remember, Brother Roger, that the Lord would continue to give him strength and would touch those numbers and let them be where they need to be or headed the right direction anyway.
Yeah, the cancer numbers have been taken, and I'm just waiting on the results.
Do you have to go to the doctor physically to get those results, or do they?
All the blood tests come on my chart before I ever see him, except the ones they send to the Mayo Clinic. And he always gets them before I do, and I'm not sure why. So probably I'll get them when I see him on Tuesday.
Well, we'll pray for that, and also pray for a listener. I got to speak with her earlier today. She is confirmed to have COVID, and she is very sick. She is so sick, and she's asking that folks pray that the Lord would touch her and that she would not have to go to the hospital. That was a very genuine fear I could hear in her voice this morning. So please pray for her and others that are battling it as well.
A very, very good friends of ours in Ocala. I saw where she had posted on Facebook that she and her husband both got it. They have three young children, and she's much better, and she's a hospice nurse, and she's been freed to go back. But she said her husband is really struggling with breathing, and he's not bouncing back, and he's 1 year older than I am, which would put him at 65.
Well, just a lot of needs for sure, and praying that the Lord would touch those that need a physical touch, and then some just going through bereavement and heartbreak today, and we're asking the Lord to comfort them because we know He can, and these dear folks know the Lord, and we're just we're anxious for the Lord to wrap them up real good and love on them, and I know He will. But please remember them, if you would. And we're looking at the calendar, Brother Roger, and we're wrapping up July here in a day or two. That's crazy.
That's hard to believe, yeah.
It is. And we lose a touch on both sides of the AM broadcast day. And last night I noticed it was 8:43. I looked at my watch, and I know the rain and the storms kind of made it, you know, maybe a little darker than normal. But you can tell the days are starting to get shorter. And so I think I can't see my calendar from here, but we have about like 6:45 sign on, or maybe is that where we are right now? I think we're at 6:30 right now.
We're at 6:30 right now, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we go to 6:45 until just after 8 o'clock, and so we appreciate folks understanding in that, and we wish we could be on 24/7 at 7:20 a.m., but the Lord gave us 94.9 FM and WGCR.net. And we're thankful for continuous broadcasting there. But we've got school starting back, Brother Roger. And yesterday we talked a lot about the different plans. And, you know, it even if you're going back, I haven't seen anybody do Plan C yet in our region. But whether it's A or B or a modified version of either of those, the school year is going to look a little bit different. And so we're still, though, doing our back-to-school backpack giveaway, but it's more of a just back-to-school giveaway, because what we're going to do is we're going to give away a $50 Visa gift card along with a brand-new Bible and some other things that I can throw in the package as well. And what we're going to do is Friday the 7th, that's a week from this Friday, Brother Roger and I will be doing a blowout giveaway. For the lack of a better way to talk about it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and we're going to do all of our drawings on that Friday. We're going to give away 10 back-to-school gifts, again, of a $50 Visa gift card, a brand new Bible, and some other things as well. And our registration will open on Monday, this coming Monday. It will be online, but if you don't have access, we'll take the info by phone because everybody's eligible. And we're going to be mailing these, Brother Roger, so no matter where you are, I guess in the continental U.S., you are eligible. And we definitely want folks to take advantage of this. K through 12th are eligible. And Christian school, homeschool, private school, public school, a variation of any of the above, as long as it's school, kindergarten through 12th, you are eligible. So look forward to it.
I thought it was interesting. In Greenville, they were showing 13,000 students that opted for the online, but as the dust settled on the numbers after everything closed out, it climbed to 23,000. One-third of the student body in Greenville County opted for virtual home learning.
Wow. Goodness. That the numbers, you know, I think that there are deadlines in most districts, Brother Roger, for signing up for what you want to do. And I guess in looking at it from maybe the administrative side, you kind of need to know those numbers before you can start dividing your classroom or your student body into those if you're going to do, you know, the hybrid where some come this day and others come another. Then, like you said, just a school buses.
And then there's teachers, because there's a lot of teachers that don't want to go back in the classroom. And in Greenville County, they're shifting them to the teachers on the virtual side of things. And in fact, I read an article down in the upstate where there was parents and teachers who were against kids going back to school all the time. So it has created a kind of a, I don't know why they do that. They have the option to go to virtual. So if that's what you want, opt for that.
And yeah,
but, Then there's also read where parents have started a kind of a virtual school parent thing, where if parents have to work to rotate their schedules so that the kids can learn, and this parent will make sure that they're social distancing and that they do their schoolwork, and this parent will go to work, and then they'll swap, and they're kind of making it a community thing, which I thought was interesting.
And I saw something, I think it was probably on social media, that's where for some reason it's registering, but it was had the premise of they were looking for community centers and or gathering places that had access to the internet to where students in the area, you know, if you lived maybe around a community center, say that was available, that they would have that as an optional gathering spot for students to come and learn. Now, again, I don't know any of the details other than what I just shared with you, and I don't know that, you know, was anything official. It could have just been, you know, survey of what might be available. But we do know decisions are being made. Did you hear anything about Jackson County last night, what they decided? Because I think that was Tuesday, which would have been yesterday, that they were going to do a plan or propose a plan for what their plans were for school. So
I did not read anything. Yeah.
I glanced over the headlines, but I didn't see anything. Maybe while you're looking, I did get an email from Transylvania County. And in Transylvania County, they have something called a teacher supply closet. And many classrooms, the teachers actually out of their own pocket will buy supplies that are needed just because the funds are not there in the budget. And many different children are also not able to get their own supplies financially. So what they do is the teachers will just go and buy it. Well, they've got the Kimsey Tilson Teacher Supply Closet, and it provides support to teachers to supply their classrooms in Transylvania County schools. And they every year seek folks to make donations, to contribute, to try to get the supply back up. And I'm trying to get a phone number here. They've got notebook paper and glue sticks are among the most popular items that seem to always appear on request. They also have hand sanitizer, whiteboard erasers, markers, disinfectant wipes, colored pencils, primary and children's scissors, construction paper, crayons, index cards, ballpoint pens, and spiral notebooks. Those are the wish list. So if you would like to be a part of helping to supply some of these, you can make a donation to the Kimsey Tilson Teacher Supply Closet, 225 Rosenwald Lane in Brevard, 28712. Again, that is 225 Rosenwald Lane, Brevard, North Carolina, 28712.
Sure, reading this, it looks like there's going to be some kind of in class, but it doesn't really say what I would like it to say. So I'm on their county website, and I went school reentry information. It's just not that detailed right at the moment.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye out and see what we find. And to all the parents and teachers, again, we're sure praying for all of you. And, of course, we're praying for all the students as we kind of get back in that groove of back to school, but maybe not exactly looking like it's looked before. Can you believe there's only 155 days left in this year?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago or when it was, I said, uh-oh, we tipped over the halfway point. And I was like, how in the world? Because I remember saying, before we turn around, Christmas will be over, the new year will start, and then we'll be ready to go to Christmas again. And that's just about where we're at.
Yeah, you spoke the truth there when you said that, because it's been quite a whirlwind, 2020 has been.
I heard a news person say this, 2020, the year of what's next. And I thought when they said that, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
Because in the tribulation, those seals are one after another. Mm. And those trumpets are one after another. They can't deal with one, but what they got another one they're dealing with, and then another one they're dealing with. And I'm on chapter number 17 is where I read today, rereading the book of Revelation for who knows how many times. And by the way, it's the one book that says, blessed is he that readeth and heareth and I can't remember the keepeth, that's what it is, the sayings that are in this book.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because Revelation 18 talks about economical Babylon. Yeah. And it says this statement, in one day she's ruined. Then three other times there it says, for in 1 hour her merchandise stopped. In 1 hour, the merchants were standing outside looking in saying, we remember when we could buy. And I thought, wow. And I actually wrote in my Bible the last time I read through it, because I saw it. It said COVID-19 precursor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it shut down like boom.
It did. It seemed as if it was the one day. It, you know, everything just changed, the whole makeup of our country and other countries. Changed in a moment of time. And, you know, I still see the signs around businesses due to a coin shortage of the Federal Reserve, please use exact change or cashless whatever payment when possible. I was at the Walmart Supercenter around here, and one of the upfront managers, she had a little manager tag on, was telling people coming through the line, hey, don't go to Coinstar and cash your change out. We'll buy it from you with no fee. You know, if you go to Coinstar or something, you get, 8-9 cents, it may be more than that now, per dollar that they charge for letting you cash your change in that way. But at least Walmart on Airport Road in Arden, they were offering to buy your change. So, I don't know. I guess you take it.
It's a strange thing. And I'm not going to get started on this because I have way too much information. But we are, for those of us who are old-fashioned, and I'm a computer guru, I wrote computer programs in the 80s and 90s, I'm a techie person, but when it comes to not working for GCR or studying, because I have a lot of my books on computer, I'm on my technology the least of anybody that's ever lived in my family. My boys, my wife, they're all on it far more than I am. And I have resisted. And back in the day, I'm talking about even 10, 20, 30 years ago, they would say, now, we can get you this price if you'll let us take it out of your checking account. And I say, no, nobody touches my checking account but me. And I have been staunch. But now, over time, I'm being pushed into it. Mm-hmm. And because I can't get out, I'm allowing my paychecks and my wife's paychecks to come into it. But I still am very resistant of them taking money out. No money comes out of my checking account. I still write checks.
Yeah.
And there, I can see this as a way to, it's much easier if you use your debit card or credit card. Now, watch this. I have ID insurance, and we got an alert that some information came up on the dark web. Now, the dark web is where scammers scam scammers.
Oh.
And I called, and they said, it's a minor thing. It's just a phone number. They can get those easily, but we wanted you to be aware of it, and we're aware of it, and make sure that no other information, because when they can add it with other information. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to say, you know what? No matter what, chips in the card, nothing safe. Let's put a mark on the person.
Yep. You're exactly right.
You see how
right.
this is, you, oh, see, you yeah. see how this is going?
I do. I do. I see it. And you don't have to look far in the news. Used to be these ideas in society were so far-fetched that you had a hard time even understanding how it could even be possible. But Brother Roger, they've slowly kind of crept in. And who would have thought that there were years ago, who would have thought there would have been a means where somebody could talk to the whole world at the same time?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, years.
Vietnam was the first televised war. The reels came in, we watched it in reverse. But Desert Storm became the first war we watched happen.
In real time.
In real time.
Yeah. And so we've seen that come to pass even in my lifetime. And, you know, nobody years ago, you know, would have ever thought about having a chip inserted in your hand or on your forehead. Or, you know, we knew that that was prophecy and that it would come to pass. But now you don't have to look far. There's companies already doing that for their employees. They're putting a microchip on the top of their hand to identify them. That gives them security. It opens doors for them. If you only have security clearance for this area, that's the only door your chip will open.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hate to say, look, they're microchipping pets. So if a pet is lost, it's found, they've got that, they can track. They're going to be saying, okay, your children, with missing children, don't you want your children to be safe? And if someone were to take them to be found, there's a chip that we can, you know, slide under the skin that's going to allow us to know where they are at all times under the premise of keeping them safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. We all know that it's all abused. I had one of the first ever cell phones. And when I drove out of our home area, my wife had to know where I was. If I had left Lakeland and went to Fort Lauderdale, she would dial a Fort Lauderdale number while I was there. The tower would then buzz and ask her to type in my number, and then it would ring my phone. Well, one day I was traveling back from the South Florida to Lakeland. I'd done a computer program, and my phone rang, and I was on the turnpike. And I said, how did you know where I was? She said, I just dialed the number to see if you were in the area. I said, well, I'm talking to you, and I'm not anywhere near home. I'm still a couple hours out. And so I called the cell phone company and said, oh, yeah, we've invented new technology. It hands it off to the next tower.
Yep.
Now we've got them where they can do searches and pinpoint right where you're at. So, yeah, it's evolved over time, and the good thing of technology becomes an evil.
Yeah. Well, we go back to the phrase that I'm probably going to use a whole lot more, and I'll dovetail it with your modification. We are victims / victors of prophecy. And I promise you, it's where we're living. Somebody said, have you ever seen a time like this? And I have to say, no, I haven't. And there's folks older than myself who say, man, never seen it quite like this. So,
nope.
I do know one thing. I know the Lord's in control. And I know that everything's happening right on time according to his schedule. So,
yep. He came the first time right on time, and he's coming the second time right on time.
That's it. You can be guaranteed of that fact. Brother Roger, I did find that song that you asked for, so just kind of let you know that. Traffic, 40, still an issue over in the gorge. I'm assuming that's construction.
Yeah, I said this morning it is pretty light, but that won't stay long.
I heard you say it won't stay this way long. And you're right. It's not. But that's right near the North Carolina-Tennessee state line. It's westbound. You'll have a couple mile back up there. And everything else, 26 earlier today looked pretty rough. Actually, at the start of Swap Shop, it looked pretty rough. But it has gotten better.
Oh, yeah. Much better.
Yeah, so thankful for that. Don't see any other real areas of concern. Downtown areas are busy, but it's lunchtime and folks are traveling. But just be careful as you're out and about. Again, the rain's going to kind of complicate travel. And we, speaking of the rain, seeing some showers moving into the Cedar Mountain area, DuPont State Forest, and sliding down into South Carolina, Caesar's Head there. So it's got some pretty strong showers. No lightning that I see right now. No probability of hail with this particular cell that I'm looking at. But if you're up in the Rosman area, going down to, say, Rocky Bottom in that vicinity, heading into South Carolina, there's a pretty strong cell right there on the North Carolina-South Carolina line, and it does have some lightning associated with it. And then we've got some showers coming out of the forest into Pisgah Forest. Just rain right now, and we'll watch and see if that intensifies. And we want to go ahead and get into Swap Shop, Brother Roger. I've got one here maybe that's not been posted, and I'll read that. But if you've got an item for today, 828-884-9427 or email wgcr@icloud.com.
And we have two used washing machines for $150, 877-3363, 877-3363.
Here is a 1995 Damon Frontier Flyer motorhome. They're asking $6,700. The number to call is 580-630-3653. Again, 580-630-3653.
And we have a CKC registered standard Australian Shepherd puppies for sale. Black and white in color, $500, ready to go to their new homes beginning of September. 553-0331, 553-0331.
Job opportunities, two different openings with James and James Environmental. First, they're looking for a full-time office / data entry person. It is an immediate opening with benefits available. Also, they're looking for a Seawell Water Licensed or Grade 1 or higher wastewater treatment plant operator. It is an immediate opening, benefits available. They will accept either full or part-time with the operator. Call Juanita James at 674-8171, 674-8171.
And there's a restored pump organ that is free to a music lover or free to a ministry only. You can call Judy at 508-9590, 508-9590.
And I think that's our items for today. And then the 29th day of July on my birthday book, I'd like to send out happy birthday wishes to James Dodson.
Happy Happy birthday.
And then Mary Lou Martin has a birthday today.
Well, how about that? Happy, happy birthday.
God bless you, Mary Lou. I hope it's a great day for you and also James as well. And then anniversary wishes to Jacob and Holly Youngblood.
Well, happy anniversary.
God bless you. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful day. And let's see. Please announce that we have got a lot of frosted cakes at the warehouse. So apparently in the load today that was picked up, there was bakery, and sometimes you get cakes that come in, and some of those are frosted and decorated, and apparently we have several that came in today. And we remind you that our grocery warehouse remains closed, and though free items are put out front on a daily basis as the truck comes in. So you're welcome to come by and take what you can reasonably use for you and your family. And we're at 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, and just drive on down to the lower end of the property to the big metal building that kind of looks like a gymnasium. That's our grocery warehouse, and you'll see the items out front.
Sounds sweet.
Yeah, it does. Sweet way. Sweet way to end the day. Oh, Brother Roger, share your heart with us, sir.
All right. Before we do that, let me pop up here because I saw another text come in. And, okay. You're welcome. There is the places that Jesus was in the Gospel of John. We saw Gethsemane and Gabbatha, and then we see that he was in the place where he was crucified, where there was a new sepulcher that no man had ever been in before, and there was a grave. And he died there. In Romans 6, it talks about baptism, and baptism is a picture of salvation. We are buried with him in the death and raised in newness of life. And so we're killing the old flesh. Therefore, because Christ died, crucified for us, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
But yet, like he lives, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Amen.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
And so we see in that place of death is where we need to go. Steve Green has a song that talks about only when self-will is killed and we deny ourselves can we live. And we got to remind ourselves that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You know, we're not our own. We're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Yeah. Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. He's not looking for martyrs. He wants you to be a martyr. You'll know.
Yeah.
But he's looking for us to sacrifice our life for him, which is our reasonable service. And I looked at it this way. I said, well, you know, someone says, I passed out 10,000 tracts. Jesus says, reasonable. Someone says, well, I passed out 50. That's reasonable. It's just whatever we do, you can't stack it up and say it compares.
That's right.
It's just reasonable service. And he said, so what you need to do is be not conformed. Don't be molded to this world, but be transformed. The Greek word metamorphosis, from the inside out. Reformation tries to fix the outside.
Yeah, that's true.
And he never gets to the inside. And Christ says, this is coming from the inside out, that you may renew your mind, renovate it. That's the series I'm in right now in Teaching Timeless Truth Moments. You renew, you renovate your mind, you build it right, that you may prove. I love that word, prove, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Therefore, because Christ died for us, Paul said, I die daily. We need to do that because we want to live for Jesus. And we've got the Mylon Hayes family with a great song that says, I want to live for Jesus.
based on my grace.